The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Six transistor, when I was a kid, under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to invite y'all in to join me and my furry companions, Simbush and Gunny, every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 as we bring you 3 hours of only the best in country and bluegrass music, also including special interviews. This is where the legends of country music and bluegrass live.
I watched it all on my radio.
Good morning, Kingston and Queen's University. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM on this wonderful Thursday morning. It is now 11 a.m. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome to Queen's, welcome to Kingston, and to CFRC Radio, your campus and community radio station here at Queen's. My name is Rue. I'm the host of the CFRC Live Sessions, a show where our team of volunteers brings you recorded musical sets and interviews with artists from around Kingston and beyond. Often we record these sets in our station's own Studio A. Sometimes we go out to venues and shows in town to record these sets, and we hope to bring you closer to the music and to the artists behind them each week in this 30-minute slot. If you'd like to get involved with the live sessions as a volunteer, maybe you'd like to take photographs and film, or record and mix the audio, get involved with the local scene and book bands around town for these sessions, including bands from Queens, or even host the live sessions and do these interviews, then please join us. We'll teach you how to do everything. Email livesessions@cfrc.ca or reach out to us on Instagram. Our handle is CFRC Live Sessions. This week, we've got a session with Queen's student punk rock band RevZ. Led by drummer and singer Jack Blurton, RevZ have been bringing back some classic punk and rock on campus with their energetic performances around town. Recently, they've expanded their lineup to include keyboards as well, and we saw them perform with this lineup at Illapalooza last semester, which, if you don't know, is this giant annual show that takes place towards the end of the academic year, and it takes place at the 800-capacity alehouse downtown. Last semester, I think it was in the end of March, so it's a really big show, and we all really look forward to it each year. This is an older session that we're bringing back from the archives for you to take you to the very beginnings of RevZ. And I think when we'd recorded this session with the band, they had formed merely a few weeks before this, and they'd written two of the songs that they performed for us the afternoon of the session. So they literally just finished writing it and then came in and performed it for us. So I think this was the first time they'd ever played the song together as well. So you'll be able to hear all of that, the first ever performances of this band. And I believe that these songs are still in their set. And there's one really easy way to see them for yourself and to find out more about it all. You can go see them live. They are playing a show tomorrow, September the 12th, at the Broom Factory, and they're supporting Mountainhead. That's doors at 7:30, and you can find details on their Instagram page, which is RevZ Music. Of course, because this is an older session, the band will also be talking about some shows and performances that are well into the past. So don't worry about that, but do go check them out tomorrow evening. Keep up with our live sessions weekly on Instagram. You can find us again on CFRC Live Sessions. And you can also find us on YouTube to watch some fully filmed live sets. In fact, you can watch this very live session that we did with RevZ in full on our YouTube channel. So do go check that out. It was a lot of fun. If you're an artist that's around down in Kingston and you would like to do a session with us, of course, reach out as well. Send us an email or a message on Instagram, and then we can set up a session with you to come into the studio or to film you at a live venue around town, maybe. But now, here comes RevZ's CFRC Live Session, hosted by this week's host, Hayden.
Hey. I'm JP from RevZ, and you just listened to You're Just Like Me, played by RevZ.
How's it going? I'm Hayden, CFRC Live Sessions, and I'm here with RevZ. RevZ, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
We're all right, man. We're all right.
You guys are coming in here off the back of your performance at the Queens Music Club Battle of the Bands at the Mansion, and that was your first ever live performance. What was the vibe like going into that? Because I didn't catch an interview with you guys beforehand. I tried to, but I didn't catch you guys.
I mean, personally, being like the first live performance, it was kind of stressful, but I've noticed also that like when I wait so long for something, I kind of like my stress levels just kind of like decrease, and then afterwards it's like, just come on, let's do this. It would happen all the time with my driver's test.
And every time I've talked to somebody that was there, they were shocked to find out that it was your first live performance, because you guys just have like a magnetic type of energy on stage. Yeah. Like, Jack, you certainly, in my opinion, won the most charismatic front man. And it's interesting to call you a front man because you sit at the back of the band.
That's true. Yeah, I do. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I can say that for me going into it, you know, I had definitely had my concerns about it being the first time the four of us were playing together, at least with us playing the instruments we were on. You know, we'd had done two songs at an open mic before with Haluka on drums instead. Yeah. And that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was funny, pretty terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. There was no gain on Andrew.
There was no distortion on my guitar. Yeah, it was plugged like right into the guy's soundboard.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Completely like Dwight Schrute.
Yeah.
Dwight Schrute.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I was pretty nervous going into it, but I just did my best to try to turn that nervousness into excitement. And as soon as we started playing Basket Case and we had the crowd singing along with that, right away, I knew we were going to put on a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was sweet, yeah. And you guys had made an original for that. I understand that Jack does most of your guys' writing. Jack, what's the writing like for RevZ? Because you're pretty, like, all-over-the-place musician. Like, you do lots of different stuff.
Yeah, I generally just try to write songs about whatever it is that happens to be bothering me at the time. And so with You're Just Like Me, I'll admit that song's just about being led on by a girl, you know. And one of the songs we recorded here today, or will be recording, I don't know, depending on how you guys end up editing this, that was called Welcome to the Real World, and that song is about how difficult it is to find housing in Kingston.
Relatable.
So true.
Yeah, and I guess just at university in general. So yeah, that's where I've been at when it comes to writing songs, just using it as an outlet for frustration.
Yeah, and it comes across in your music, like you guys have that kind of edgy, sort of like punky style. You guys were introduced, when I saw you at Ox Jam, you guys were introduced as a funky punk band.
Yeah.
Did you guys write that yourself?
Okay, who came up with that? Whose idea was that?
That was your idea, right, JP?
I don't know, man. Look, you know, like so far we've been doing a lot of punk stuff, and punk's pretty chill, but you know, yeah. Like... You know, we got some groove, I reckon. I don't know.
He's slowly trying to bring funk into this.
Yeah. That was just kind of random. I just put a rhyme in for fun.
That was fun.
And I was not expecting her to read out the Instagram bio, but she did. Yeah. All right, man. You know, that's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that it's a pretty fair description of us because, yeah, we are playing mostly punk music, but on top of that, we're also playing, we also did a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. Yeah. I guess it really, even though those guys were definitely funk inspired, I like the funky, adding the word funky in there just to show that we are slightly different. We aren't purely punk because on top of the stuff, the majority of stuff that we do and Give It Away, that kind of stuff, we are also doing a Led Zeppelin song, and that was years before punk broke out, but it is still somewhat of a similar style.
Yeah, and let's talk about influences for a second. Like, you guys all kind of, like, you're saying JP is trying to bring in more funk, and then Jack, you're bringing in like this sort of rock edge to it. How do you guys work out blending in the styles into the RevZ music?
No clue.
We're still trying to figure that out yet.
Yeah.
Because, for me personally, I really like Metallica and like thrash metal, and like there's very similar elements to that with punk. So I really like Jack's side of influences, and I also really like JP's side of influences because Red Hot Chili Peppers is also a really good band. So I don't know. To me, it's just natural to play those two bands.
Yeah.
Personally, and they've actually called me this before, but I'm the quote-unquote theory nerd of the band because I listen to all these, like, prog bands.
Nickelodeon.
actually. So I think personally I align a bit more with, like, JP's influences. Like, I know we both love P-Funk. Mm. I'm also really big into bands like Rush, Max Webster, Genesis, Saga.
Okay. Heard of another nose. None of those.
Yeah, exactly. That's what makes my chest better than you. my unique. Bands are unknown.
I always think it's good when bands argue over their music taste because it's sort of like, make sure that you guys are bringing in things from lots of different places. That's mm-hmm. sweet.
Yeah, I suppose so. But, you know, I've liked how open all of us have been to new suggestions. And actually, there is a funny story relating to this. When we were preparing to do our first show at the open mic, they had picked three songs out to do. And when they told me what the songs were, it immediately became obvious to me who picked which song. Because I was like, okay, so there's a Chili Pepper song. The bassist definitely picked that one. And then between the other two songs were Basket Case by Green Day and Come Out and Play by The Offspring. And I was like, okay, between those, there's definitely one that's more interesting on guitar, and that's Come Out and Play. And definitely one that's more interesting on drums, and that's Basket Case. And so I said to them, hey, you guys each picked one song, right? And they were all like, oh my God, how did you get that right? And then I ended up suggesting a song myself. The first song I suggested that we play was I Hate to Say I Told You So. And yeah, I guess that was how we got ball rolling with
it. Would you say that your song was the most interesting vocally out of the four?
Oh yeah, definitely. Especially with the voice crack right before the second verse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Just
This is Haluka from Red Zed. That was Welcome to the Real World.
Followed by It's All About Me.
I want to talk to you guys for a second about the Queens music scene, which you guys have now like officially made your entrance to with the Queens Music Club Battle of Bands. What do you guys see like going on in the Queens music scene? There's lots of new bands popping up every few minutes, it feels like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has the Queens music scene been for you guys? Are you guys linking up with any other bands or anything like that?
Yeah. No, I'd say we're like friends with other bands. I'm actually friends with the two of the guys in Paperback Princes, okay. And they're like pretty cool.
Yeah, they are cool guys.
Or even just at our shows, all the other bands of the Battle of the Bands, they came up to us like, "Oh, good show, guys, good show." Yeah. But didn't one band? What was that one thing you were talking about? That one band wanted to open for us.
Yeah, we've had a few bands talk about some. We've had a few bands talk about doing a show with us just since we've performed. Well, actually, starting with when we finished the show at the Battle of the Bands. Immediately after that, we had people saying we'd love to do a show with you guys at some point. And yeah, there was one band in particular, some good friends of mine in it. You know, not going to say who, but they said if we do a show together, we're definitely opening for you guys. And I was very flattered to hear that.
Yeah, that's got to be a gratifying feeling there, especially a band that's like pretty hot off the press like you guys are.
Yeah. And also it's especially flattering because of how great the music scene here in Kingston has been since I moved here. I've been blown away by how many talented musicians there are to see almost every single weekend, just at the Mansion, for example, where we did the Battle of the Bands. And yeah, what can I say? I love it.
Yeah, I want to talk to Jack for a moment specifically about that, because you're like a face that I've seen at so many gigs. I feel like you're out and about. You've come to those Studio Sundays. You've seen Mobius Strip there. And I ran into Ducks in the Attic, who said that you go to all their gigs. Like, you are well-versed in the Kingston and the Queens music scene. Is that what kind of inspired you to make a band, to bring these guys all together?
No. I wanted to start a band almost as soon as I got here, because I had a band, you know, back home that's a huge success, and I was very sad to have to break it up when I moved here. So as soon as I got here, I knew that I wanted to be in a band. And I definitely had, over the course of the year that I've been living here, I definitely had plenty of obstacles that prevented me from forming a band. For example, I guess a good example would be the music club. The music club really struggled last year with finding a space where, you know, bands could rehearse without any noise complaints. But yeah, I can say, so I was going to a bunch of gigs just because in the meantime, while I didn't have a band, I wanted to get to know as many people in the music scene as possible, find out what they were doing, what was working well for them, that kind of a thing.
Sweet. And then let's talk about the songs that we've got you guys playing here today. Can you give us the names of all the songs that we're hearing today?
Yeah. It's the first one we played were, I don't know, the first one we recorded with you guys, I should say, was You're Just Like Me. The next two, or I guess the next one, depending on how you want to see it, it was Welcome to the Real World, and then, oh, what's the other half?
the song after.
It's All About Me.
It's All About Me, yeah.
Yeah, you guys, like, so Jack does most of your writing, but you guys kind of, like, all come together in this like, interesting way on those songs. We got shouting backup vocals and Jack singing on there. Do you, like, Jack, when you're writing these songs, do you think specifically about Haluka and Andrew and JP and what they're each going to do there?
I guess I have to admit that I had written these songs before I started jamming with these guys. But yes, one thing I can say for sure is that, I've been encouraging these guys to sort of experiment with the arrangements I've come up with, because I'd really only come up with one guitar part for each song. And so, you know, I definitely was telling them to just, you know, this is the way that it was played on this demo I recorded, but don't be shy to come up with your own style. And you know, that was how we ended up with Haluka playing what Haluka ended up playing on the guitar solo of You're Just Like Me, that kind of a thing.
Sweet. Okay, anything else you guys want to shout out? Where can people find you?
You can find us online, particularly on Instagram, at RevZedMusic.
So you guys
give us a follow.
Sweet.
See plenty more there. There's plenty more in the works.
Beautiful. All right. This has been Rev Zed, CFRC Live Sessions. Sweet. Nice yeah. talking to you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for interviewing us.
You've been listening to the CFRC Live Sessions. Thanks so much for tuning in. You just heard our session with RevZed, who are going to be playing a show tomorrow evening, September 12th, at the Broom Factory. They're supporting Mountainhead, and that's a show that you can find details of on their Instagram page, RevZed Music. If you'd like to keep up with the CFRC Live Sessions, we're going to be going live really soon, and we'll have new bands coming in this semester and recording all sorts of incredible music with us. You can follow us on Instagram as well. Our handle is at CFRC Live Sessions. You can also watch this live session on YouTube. Our handle is at CFRC Live Sessions there as well. Reach out if you'd like to record a session with us. You can send us an email on livesessions@cfrc.ca, or you can send a message to the Instagram account and then we'll set up something. There's no specific genre for the CFRC Live Sessions, so go for it, no matter what kind of music you make around town. We have just a little longer in our scheduled runtime, which is until 11:30 a.m. So why not stick with us for a little snippet of another live session? This is something quite different from RevZed's raw punk rock and roll. It is with the indie three-piece Queen student band LHRK. I'm going to play us a song of theirs called Forever Oasis, which they recorded for us in CFRC Studio A last year. And I have it on good authority that this song has nothing to do with the now reunited Manchester rock icons Oasis. In fact, LHRK sound a lot dreamier. And if you'd like to see them live, you're in luck because they also happen to be playing a show this weekend. They are doing a show which has a really stacked lineup. It's them, Naked by Nine, and Last Call, who we played on the live sessions last week. They're doing a show at The Mansion. Tickets are $10. It's happening on Saturday night. Doors at 8 p.m. and music at 9. Details and ticket links at their Instagram page, LHRK Music. So I'm going to leave us with two songs here, Forever Oasis, and maybe a second song called Getaway. And we'll see you next week, same time, same place. Be right back here. Next week, Thursday at 11 a.m. Here's LHRK. See you then.
Something you want me to say? It's just hard to think right now. It's just hard to figure out why you make me feel like this. Why I feel like I'm not in your place. Woke up. selfish to think of you with me all the time. Got a good life and I don't wanna ruin it if I were to make you mine. My eyes shut, we're in no rush. Count my days, we will be okay. Every time I have to hear your voice, it feels like an obligation, and I have no choice but to want you. Do you love me? I'm fucking done with this, making me crazy. Make a move, wanna get to know you. There's a world that I wanna show you. It's got and gold picture frames of me and you running away. My eyes shut, we're in no rush. Count my days, we will be okay. Every time I have to hear your voice, it feels like an obligation, and I have no choice but to want you. Do you love me? I'm fucking done, it's making me crazy.
Looking for a ride? Download the Modern City Taxi app to your mobile device to get to your destination quickly and safely while supporting a proudly Canadian local business and keeping your money in the community. Download the app now and get the extra benefits like free advance bookings, ability to add your credit card and pay on the go, enjoying the freedom from price surging during high demand times, and for the month of September, you can get $2 off app calls. You can also call for a cab at 613-546-2222 any time of the day or night for comfortable and speedy transportation. Serving Kingston since 1939, Modern Taxi proudly supports local radio and the Queen's community. It is your number one service for fast local transportation. Learn more at moderncitytaxi.ca.
Hello and welcome to the Release Radar Rundown in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, broadcasting from CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features hot local singles released this year right here in Kingston, Ontario that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, let's get things rolling with some great singles across genres released recently in Kingston by local artists. First up, let's have a listen to a great single by Nolan Hubbard with Sit Still called Pollen. This song is about embracing growth and confidently moving on from the things that are holding you back. Sonically, it unfolds gradually. Bouncy bass lines, lush vocal harmonies, swirling indie rock guitars, and dynamic production, which work together to bring the track into full bloom. Hubbard's distinctively stylish vocals paired with Sit Still's rhythmic prowess create a vibrant musical collaboration. Keep up with the artist by following at Nolan H Music and at pad_ty on Instagram. Let's dive in now to enjoy Pollen by Nolan Hubbard with Sit Still right here on the Release Radar Rundown.
Make the cut. See me now, things looking up. You still in a rush. I was stressing out, I was losing touch. Used to think I'd never see this person I turned out to be, but now I've got this energy. So keep your shade away from me. Thought that we'd grow into something beautiful, but it wasn't mine to hold. No, the water doesn't flow. Keep inhaling all the pollen. I don't need you in my garden. You got caught creeping through the weeds. Get the worst on my seeds. Misbehaving, stop installing. Don't be hating, I'm not calling. Don't tell me I still my cut.
You enjoyed Pollen by Nolan Hubbard with Sit Still. Coming up next, we've got a great track from the local metal band Exogen's debut EP entitled Game of Puppets, released back in January. Featuring four heavy genre blending tracks, the EP was created by Ben Snyder, Joel Schell, Nathan Graham, and Isaac Heathcock, and produced by Terry Benn at Switzerville Sound Retreat. The band is grateful to their amazing fans and friends supporting them and say they hope to keep the metal scene growing in Kingston. If you want to help grow that scene, go see some of their shows. Follow them on Instagram at @exogen_music to keep up with the latest news from them. For now, let's check out the track called Fleeting Moments from Exogen's debut EP, Game of Puppets, right now on the Release Radar Rundown. back on the Release Radar Rundown right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You just heard Fleeting Moments by Exogen. And coming up now, we've got a sweet single by The Sugar Pills called Sugar Pill. This track, released earlier this year, gives listeners a window into a night out in Kingston with the band. It speaks to making your own fun regardless of time and place. Sugar Pill has that quintessential feel-good factor, leaving you with an optimistic glow. Here's Sugar Pill right now by The Sugar Pills.
They say he's outside admiring our poster. Evan's waiting on a drink he ordered 20 minutes ago. An old guy just offered me a beer, but I know if I take it I'll have to stay here. And all of this has got me wondering if I should have gone home when Caleb did. And now it's 2 a.m. and so I'll offer them a handful of sugar pills. I'll take one if you will.
And welcome back. That was Sugar Pill by The Sugar Pills, released earlier this year. Coming up next, we've got a single by the Garvin Brothers called Until We Meet Again, recorded at the Tragically Hip's Bathhouse Recording Studio by Juno Award-winning sound engineer Niall Spencer. The strong and haunting vocals capture the emotion behind losing someone you love in this song. The song was written during a dark time of grief, and the lyrics of this track serve as a comfort to anyone who's ever uttered the words, Until We Meet Again.
Cast your shadows from the heaven above.
And that was Until We Meet Again by the Garvin Brothers. Coming up now on the Release Radar Rundown, we've got a great track from Almond Milk's album, Simon and the Pop Curse, released earlier this year called Don't Wait for Nothing. Almond Milk is a 19-year-old romantic and electronic pop artist, producer, singer, multi-instrumentalist, and mixing and sound design engineer. Born in Kingston and based in Montreal, they bring a unique blend of talents to their music. Their second full-length album, Simon and the Pop Curse, was entirely self-written, recorded, produced, mixed, and mastered, and the recording took place at North of Princess Studios in Kingston with support from fellow Kingston artist Luella. The album explores a hero's journey following a young artist as they leave home in search of self-discovery and love. Here's Don't Wait for Nothing by Almond Milk right now on CFRC's Release Radar Rundown.
How did I get so far somewhere else?
We are back, but almost out of time. You just heard Don't Wait for Nothing from Almond Milk's second LP, Simon and the Pop Curse. Coming up now, we've got Left-Handed Archer's single, Haunted by the Ghosts of Elephants That Died There, a song that combines rich, expressive rhythms with immersive soundscapes to elicit a sense of exploration and disorientation, like a climber delving deeper and deeper into an unexplored cave, unaware of what may be lurking inside. Are you a local musician who wants your new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. You can also reach out to CFRC through our website to book a live studio session with us and play live on our airwaves while doing a fun interview with our crew. Visit cfrc.ca for more details. For now, let's end our show today with this wonderful song, Haunted by the Ghosts of Elephants That Died There by Left-Handed Archer. Thanks for tuning into the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
God wanted to know about human suffering. The sufferer as a man. From the fields, from the sea, from rivers, from night, from the dawn.